This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Welcome, Robin Niblett, Director of Chatham House, the Royal Institute of International Studies. Could you please tell us, Chatham House is very well known and very highly regarded for its work in the area of security studies. Now you're taking on a new kind of challenge, global health. Tell us why.
You know, health is an intangible that has struck me as being at the heart of so many of the solutions that we try to find in a broad range of international affairs topics. We do a lot of work on post-conflict reconstruction, Afghanistan, which is a great interest of the British government. If people aren't getting healthy at the same time as they're reconstructing their economies, the sustainability of that reconstruction is called into question. We're doing a large amount of work on climate change. As we think about the ramifications of climate change, the shift of diseases, health, yet again, is one of the outputs or potentially one of the negative consequences of this shift. As we think about domestic security, Europeans, British included, are much more concerned these days about their domestic security. And they look at transmittable diseases. They look at the fear of bioterrorism. They have no idea if they're prepared. For a pretty tolerant and open society, people want to understand how ready their government is to be able to deal with either a man-made crisis or, just a pandemic of some sort. So at so many levels, none of which are necessarily because we are committed to global health. I mean, but that as we look for solutions to all the other topics we work on, we find health keeps coming back. And that's why we're creating a center rather than a program, because we have to bring other experts together. There's no one person we think that has the answer.
So looking at health from this new multidimensional perspective, and it's really sort of a security multidimensional perspective, it seems that there's an opportunity now to create some new and more unusual alliances, for example, between militaries and non-governmental organizations. That probably creates opportunities, but maybe also some tensions and some risks. Could you describe maybe what you see those opportunity and risks as?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the problem is probably the corollary of what I said earlier, which is that it sits inside lots of other problems if you're looking at it from a foreign affairs, international affairs, security perspective, but it isn't necessarily always the dominant problem. So although people will pay lip service to the need to build health solutions, health security into their broader policies, it's usually second thought of third or fourth order. And it isn't one around which bureaucracies and people looking to move up the chain in a particular governmental department will see as necessarily burnishing their career. So how to build health into departmental perspectives in a very stovepiped system of government, which we still have in every country, is going to be incredibly difficult. I know there's great resistance even in the UK to think about health really as part of foreign policy. I think it's seen as a corollary that will come about if we do good other policies, but you don't have to put health at the heart of your strategy.
Dr. Niblett, you've written a lot over the years on US-UK relations, and this is an exciting time in both our countries with a new leadership that cares about a host of issues related to development and poverty and disease. What do you think makes it a particularly opportune moment for the U.S. and the U.K. to be thinking in a different way about how to work together on the challenges of global health?
Well, the simple fact is Gordon Brown, I think, now feels there's somebody in the White House he can talk to and who will listen and who will be interested like he is. I don't know Barack Obama, President Obama, but he strikes me as a pretty intellectual guy. Some might say wonkish. Certainly people have called Gordon Brown wonkish and intellectual. But they're people who want to grapple with the root causes of problems. They're people who, it would be too much to say they're less conviction politicians and more intellectual politicians. And certainly for Gordon Brown, his dominant priority in international affairs has been development. Using economic governance and the reform of international governance to bring new countries into the global economy, and while so doing, not leaving the least developed countries behind. So global health is going to be a component part of, I think, a much more development-focused agenda, one that maybe looks at less at democracy and more at development, more at enabling change than trying to kind of make change happen through political change. I think Gordon Brown's much more comfortable with that type of an agenda. We'll see on this administration, early days yet, but certainly everything that Secretary Clinton's been saying, President Obama's been saying, would lead me to believe this could be a very strong partnership.
And looking 5 years down the road, what would you like to see your new center at Chatham House achieving in this arena?
I'd like to see us not having to cajole people from the Foreign Office, the Ministry of Defense, maybe the business sector and others to come and be part of a dialogue on how global health is part of making a more prosperous and secure world, that they are proactively engaged in our discussions, that they feel they've got something they can bring, and that ultimately we're contributing along with CSIS, with the center here, with all of these other groups that are now, in essence, doing the crossover from a health community that is expert, scientifically literate in the field, but that need to reach out to the levers of power, to those who do politics day in, day out, and do all the other aspects of governance, that we can get those people engaged and that they do it comfortably and we don't have to draw them in. Doesn't sound like a high bar, but I tell you, judging from where we're starting from, I think it'll be an achievement.
Well, good luck. Thanks very much for your time, and we'll look forward to hearing about the accomplishments of the center.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.